Hello.
Hey, Kevin, this is Sahak with Local Splash. We spoke before. I tried you early in the morning, but I didn't get an answer. I was trying to
no, you're fine.
My kitchen.
Okay,
yeah,
I've been down with COVID, honestly.
Oh, really? You're feeling better now, though, hopefully?
I'm over the hump, but it's still getting there.
Yeah, that stuff's wicked, man. I had it
A
few weeks back, like a month or so. Yeah, I was in bed just sick as a dog, man. Worst thing I ever had, for sure.
I've definitely had worse, but it's not terrible.
Oh, I guess I've had some food poisoning that was worse than that, actually, now that you mention it.
Right, yeah, I've definitely, I want to say I caught COVID back before COVID was even a thing, and, like, I knew a whole bunch of people that had caught it, and it wasn't, you know, COVID yet, but it was an upper respiratory infection, and I was sick with that for, like, a hard month, and I was coughing so hard I was blowing blood vessels throughout my entire body.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's wicked.
Right. So, I mean, I've definitely had worse, but it's definitely not fun, and it's kind of put a slight halt because I've had to manage my guys and still keep the company running while I'm sick as a dog and can't be around anybody.
Exactly, while you're in bed, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But you manage it well, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, so, I wanted
still,
to...
laying in jobs and still getting things done.
So you're still moving
actually
along,
just, oh, yeah, I actually just won a bid on a hotel downtown. That's a $80,000 bid.
Oh, nice.
Right? That's what I said, too. Finally, I can get into commercial.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, I remember last time we spoke, you were speaking how you wanted to get more commercial. That's great, man.
Yep. Yeah, thanks.
That's really great. Yeah, so I wanted to call and follow up with you and just kind of pick up where we left off. I don't know if you remember much of the conversation we had the first time, but basically...
Slightly. I know it had to deal with you guys kind of do marketing to an extent and publicity.
Right. So marketing is part of what we do. What I was speaking about with you before is more search engine optimization, so helping you be found for the jobs you want to be found for. So, for instance, more commercial jobs. So getting more of the jobs like the one you just got basically is one thing we could do for you. And then also just helping you have more of an online presence, more people finding you for the things you want to be found for, the services, jobs, et cetera. So basically how it would work, you know, like when you do a search for, say, like Starbucks near me, that map that pops up there at the top, you can get the website, get directions, click call, right? They call that the local map section. We actually provide a service that places companies there, because we know 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. So 9 out of 10 people are going to click there. So that's why we focus there. That's where you want to be. And then the reason that we were contacting you specifically is because we just had a position open up within our company for the listing in that area. So we were calling through the area to find someone, because once we actually find someone, one of the benefits of the service is we'll close out that area and we won't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. That way it's exclusive to your company, and we make sure that they find you when they're searching for those commercial jobs or whatever service you want to be found for in that area. And you get the maximum amount of calls for those types of jobs, right? So before we did go over some information, let me just confirm it with you. So you've been in business about a year, right?
Correct.
And you're the sole owner of the business. You did already build a website, right?
Correct.
And your service area, you said, was about 25 miles. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and residential jobs, but you want to get more commercial, right?
Correct. Yep. So
okay.
I want to realistically do, you know, both, but I want to get more into commercial, so that way, I mean, anything that has to do with construction, you'll always make way better money in commercial just because the sheer size differential. So, like, one client's going to – on average have, say, a 2,000 to 2,500 square foot home compared to one client that's in commercial is going to have a $50,000 building. You know what I mean? So, I mean, just the sheer difference in size of the job. You know, even if it's a one-time client, you'll make 10 times the amount based solely on the fact of that it's 10 times the amount of work that needed to be done.
Right, exactly. So less jobs, but still more profit margin.
Correct.
Which is, I guess, that's the dream, right?
Yep. If you can minimize your waiting through the BS, and, you know, on average, even a good salesman, on average, you're only going to get 30% to 45% of the jobs you bid or sell. So if you can minimize that, you know, as a profit margin wise, so say, you know, as a mathematical accounting aspect, say that you do residential, like I said, you bid 20 jobs, you're only going to realistically probably get 6 of those. And if it's residential, say each one's on average $6,000, you're looking at, you know, $36,000 that you might get if you're a good salesperson and a good, you know, like, you know your field, you know your client, you can read your client.
Right.
But if I could do the same thing with commercial and have those 6, but each one $60,000, now you're looking at, you know, almost $400,000 worth of revenue. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot more profitable.
For sure, which is just going to help you grow your business and your clientele and everything.
Correct.
Right, which is what we want to do. For sure, okay. So now that I know a kind of bit more how you want to do it, that also helps. That's kind of what the questions are about, is to qualify you for the listing, of course, but then also to get you the information and the pricing too. So let me get that pulled up for you here. Right. And then also to make sure that we are tailoring it to your business, you know, and your needs, because that's what it's about, you know, so it's more beneficial to you.
Right.
Right. So let me get this pulled up here. So if you like what you hear, though, the price is fair, it makes sense to you, you'd be willing to move forward with this, yeah?
Well, yeah, we'll see about price. We'll see.
Fair enough. No, I got you. So I'll tell you what I'll do for you then, man. Since you guys are a new business, we have something called a new business credit, and that's going to help you with the pricing, which all the better, right? So what I'm going to do for you, since I do have to get authorization for that, I'm going to put you on with our pricing director, John. That way he can get you the information on the listing as well as the pricing, answer any questions you have, also get you that credit. One moment, okay? I'm going to have him jump on.
You're good, man.
Cool. So he's jumping on now. His name is John. By the way, good talking with you again, Kevin.
Oh, well, yeah. It was nice talking with you, and good job on following up, man.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate that. Thanks, man.
Hello. Thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm a regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?